May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 854. Jesus, Lord of life and peace, to thee we lift our voice. Teach us at thy holiness to tremble and rejoice. Sweet and terrible is thy word. Thou and thy word are both the same. Holy, holy, holy Lord, we love thy holy name. 854.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Gospel according to Luke, part of chapter 18, a few verses in chapter 19. Luke, chapter 18. We commence our reading at verse 15. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him, and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, shall in no wise enter therein. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honour thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto them, Yet lackest thou one thing, sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. They that heard it said, Who then can be saved? He said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, Lo, we have left all and followed thee. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come, life everlasting. And he took unto him the 12, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted on. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken. And it came to pass, as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing a multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. When he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight, and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. When they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. We leave the reading of God's word there. Amen. Almighty and most gracious Lord, remember us in thy great mercy. Oh, how far off, how we need, Lord, thy mercy more than we shall ever know. Lord, we pray that thou wilt remember us and help us this evening. Come on mercy's ground. Lord, may we venture near with such a load of sin, pleading the blood that does for sin atone. We pray, Lord, that thou come where sinners are. Those, Lord, that perhaps have been many years in the way, and we are greater sinners, feeling, Lord, our great need of thy rich, pardoning love. Lord, remember us each. We do pray that we may not gather in vain. And Lord, we pray that thou open the book. We want the Lord to come. We know, Lord, what it is when thou dost not come. And we pray that thou come and grant to us the liberty of the Holy Spirit. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We plead, Lord, that name which is above every name. And we seek, Lord, some sweet interest, the Lord Jesus, that forgiveth sins also. Lord, do come, we pray, and help us as we gather. Thou knowest, Lord, what the exercises and the desires and the wants that are in the hearts of the people. And Lord, to grant something suited to each one. Lord, we do pray, Lord, that thou remember the longing souls. Lord, that are much tried and often cast down. That, Lord, it's their prayers that perhaps they feel are not heard, or that thou dost pass them by. Lord, remember those that have a hard case for Jesus. Something that only God can do. Something, Lord, from heaven. Something, Lord, that thou thyself wilt bring. Lord, it's not the letter, however good. But Lord, it's the Lord Jesus. We pray that thou wilt come and open the book. May thy counsel shine. Lord, to grant application. Lord, remember those that may need that true token. To grant, O Lord, that token for good. We pray that thou remember those who are in age and infirmity, those unable to be here this evening, but in our hearts. Those, Lord, that we bring unto thee, that thou wilt sweetly bless them. And so fill their hearts, Lord, that they may be amongst those that are ready to depart with the love of Christ that constraineth us. Lord, do grant that sweetness of Jesus' name unto those that are on the borders of eternity. For this, Lord, we pray there may be much of thy sweet spirit known in those, Lord, that we bear before thee, whose days must be few. But we know not, Lord, what thy holy will is concerning us each. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt hear the prayer in the vestry for those that are afar off, that prodigals may return. Lord, that thou wilt bring them back and rend the heavens and come down. And grant, Lord, that our poor hearts may rejoice because of thy mighty power in our hearts, and especially in those, Lord, that thou wilt bring back. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember those that may be in great trouble. Those, Lord, that may have hard things. Those, Lord, that may have had a difficult day. Lord, remember those that may faint by the way. Lord, do be pleased to lift them up and remember, Lord, those and are weary. Remember those, Lord, that come to a full stop. Lord, how often we seem to come to that place where we seek to look up, if so be there may be hope. We do pray that thou wilt remember this church, this people. Lord, to grant the blessing of thy word abundantly. May there be that going in the tops of the mulberry trees. We think of the word and the performance of it. Grant, O Lord, that thou wilt grant that fulfilling of thy word. There may be those yet that shall come and declare how they have found him. For those in thy word that we read, like those in the word that we read, and they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them, We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember us in every burden and care. We have to pray daily. Remember us like Hezekiah that was oppressed. Undertake for me. We seek, Lord, for a thankful heart for thy many mercies. Hitherto, almost at the end of another year, hath the Lord helped us. Hither by thy help we are come. What hath God wrought? And Lord, we desire to bless thee for thy faithfulness. Surely thou hast maintained our lot, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Oh, do grant, Lord, a sweet knowledge of thy faithfulness. For thy mercies are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. And now, O Lord, thou knowest our need. Pray that thou grant the supply of it. Lord, we greatly need thee. Lord, we can come in with thy servant of old, and who is sufficient for these things. But our sufficiency is of God. Oh, but Lord, may it be known. And Lord, to grant we may not be a hindrance, nor, Lord, that we might be left to beat the air. Oh, Lord, to say words, however right and customary, however true, however good according to the letter, but grant, Lord, that thy word may be in the power of the Spirit. Lord, touch heart that the spices may flow out. The name of Jesus may be as ointment poured forth. That thou direct us to the cross of Calvary. There, Lord, there is a divine sufficiency for sin, for guilt, for all our ignorance, and for all that we need in providence and in grace. Lord, we plead the blood of Christ, and we seek, Lord, that thou would grant to us in him, oh, that gracious filling up of our poor hearts of the love of Christ. We pray, Lord, together for one we feel sure is known to all, one that is on the verge of eternity. And our hearts go up to thee, Lord, together, that thou would remember him. And Lord, to grant that witness in his heart that thou art his God. Oh, we do pray, Lord, for our friend. We have to call upon thee for him. Mr. Butcher in his great need. And we pray earnestly. We would lay hold upon thee for sweet comfort, forgiveness, and that sweet help to die. Lord, and may it be according to thy will to leave a sweet testimony. Lord, it is to thy glory. And we pray that thou art here. And we desire to pray aright. That we feel our desire, Lord, to lay him before thee, and others too. Bereavement and sorrow. Lord, remember us now as we seek to bow before thee. For our young people, grant, O Lord, that thou art come and bless the churches. Oh, and we pray for the return of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we do pray that thou art help us, Lord, for our need is great. And we ask that thou wilt have mercy upon us. And come, O Lord, and be pleased to hear and grant those answers of peace. Thou knowest all things. And we pray that thou wilt come. And Lord, may the people see no man save Jesus only. Oh, and we pray that thou wilt exceed our poor petitions. We plead the holy name, we've sung of it, the holy name of Jesus. Pray, Lord, that thou wilt receive us graciously. We ask for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 626. Sinners who on Jesus rest must eternally be blessed. All Jehovah's love can give, they from Jesus shall receive. 626.
the Lord may help me, I will direct your prayerful attention to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18. We read verses 37 and 38. Luke, chapter 18, verses 37 and 38. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. These words very much upon my mind as I awoke this morning. And we feel very much our need. For I'm not one to write out my sermons. We seek that God may both give the word and grant what must be said. So that we come this evening in the utmost dependence, I hope we can say, and the help of God. I suppose that my thoughts were very much occupied before we went to bed with the need of a dear man on the verge of eternity that we saw last evening. We seek to bear him up before the Lord. How great the matter is. The verge of eternity. Now these things should, the God's hand, solemnize our minds. I want to speak faithfully. I want to speak in Jesus' name. Now, especially a very short text, but there is so much that the Lord makes known concerning this man, a certain blind man that sat by the wayside begging. It is a matter of conjecture with some whether or not this was blind Bartimaeus. I feel sure that it is the same. That we leave all the thoughts of men and we want to come and speak to the Lord Jesus. For very certainly the Lord makes it known twice over that there was a certain man that sat by the wayside begging. And the Lord is pleased to convey in his word, especially in the Gospel according to Mark, where we read of blind Bartimaeus. In these two places where this man, he cried out. And he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Then he charged him that he should hold his peace. So there were many surrounding him. But they weren't in the trouble he was. That many that followed the coming of the Lord Jesus on the road to Jericho or from Jericho, that had not such a great need as this man. And they murmured because that he so cried out, that and he cried unto the Lord for his mercy, that he called upon the Son of David for that mercy that he needed for himself. And so it is that the Word of God clearly shows us that this was a blind man, and he was by the wayside begging, and hearing a multitude pass by, he asked what it meant, and our text says, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. Friends, what good things they were to his needy soul, to his great need, to his condition. For the infirmities that he had, for this particular affliction, for we know not how long he was by the highway side begging, but this day was the day when there was a noise. There was something belonged to this day that especially caused him to ask what it meant. And they said, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. Now friends, a few things as God may help me. Think of this word with regard to the Lord Jesus and his church. For I thought that these places where it speaks of this blind man, the matter seems to me that it sets forth the Lord Jesus and his dear people, the covenant head of his people. But there we have the clearest view of him passing by. The sweet doctrine in that, isn't it? Left the realms of bliss to pass by. In the road that the Lord would bring his mercy and his grace down to the dear people of God that cry unto him and are often in their afflictions and troubles, wondering if the Lord will ever appear unto them. The matter is this, it is Jesus of Nazareth, isn't it, that is set forth in these words, especially in the 10th chapter, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. He began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. We read of him that he came to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up, where he proclaimed of the gospel with no uncertain sound. Oh, how he passed by on the journey ever towards Calvary. And what things did he enter into? Things did he learn by the obedience? That he undertook? What things are spoken of him in his suffering, his death and merit? How sweetly it was prophesied, wasn't it, in this chapter, that he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophet concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. What a shell there is in it, isn't it? For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked and spitefully entreated, and spitted on, and they shall scourge him, and put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again. Now, I want to notice very briefly, friends, I love doctrine. He passed by in this glorious work and office, in the great work of salvation, how he came where these poor needy souls were. Indeed, it was not to the palaces which the great resort, but on the highway where the poor were. Many lepers too that knew of him that came on the way that he took to heal, restore, to bless. But here's one character. Friends, he was afflicted deeply and in very straitened circumstances. Poor. He hadn't got much. Indeed, we read that he had to cast away what he had. At the commandment of the Lord Jesus. I want to very quickly notice, friends, that's the doctrine I want to bring before you. May we know something of it at this season of the year. Ah, and may he still come by his Spirit. May the Lord indeed pass by in that way according to his promise. And I thought, friends, I do not want ever to get waylaid, but as he passed by here and left a sweet knowledge of himself, touched heart, does he work wondrously? Oh friends, is it not this same Jesus? Is it not this one that makes himself known unto the poor, the needy? There's a solemn thought that went through my mind. Does he not pass by in another sense, the proud? And does he not condescend to men of low estate? Now these words are spoken of him that said, is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by, and see if there is any sorrow like unto my sorrow? When the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. And Fred, very, very solemnly, many pass, don't they? That's his great sovereignty. Well, we've got many pass our chapel. To God there might be a need felt to come and hear. Something that brings them to seek like this dear man for the Lord Jesus, he understood, passed by. Indeed, in the chapter that we have read, we read of Zacchaeus. The Lord said, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. A worthy dwelling, glorious guest. But friends, is it not that he came according to his own holy sovereign will and purpose, is to bless the poor, and those that have no helper, those that are reduced, those that are brought into great trials and troubles until they have to cry out as never before, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Oh, his sweet mercy, friends, it seems to me, it covers everything with regard to the Lord's people. They don't know how to pray, but mercy is just what they need. It seems to cover everything, doesn't it? Providence and grace. And one said, without thy sweet mercy, I could not live here. You know, we do need the Lord to keep us begging for mercy. Like this dear man we believe to be Bartimaeus. How few knew him. How few had such a knowledge of him like this dear man. Now I want to come experimentally. It does seem to me that this is a part of the Word of God where the Lord displays his rich mercy to those that are beggars. Beggar poor at mercy's door, the hymn writer says. But those that, you know, they're brought to this place where now they have to beg. Now they have to seek. That God may remember them as never before. No, friends, the Lord touched something. Has he brought you to this penury, to this place where it seems if you take away everything? Has the Lord brought you? Has he brought me, really? You know, it's not just religion. This is something, friends, that it is raw, isn't it? Deep in the heart. The matter is this. He cried unto the Lord, the Son of David, Jesus of Nazareth, the Lord Jesus. Now, experimentally, I want to speak on this word in the truth of the words, and they told him. Who will tell? Well, friends, I do hope the Lord's servant has sent to speak of him. And to speak in the truth of the gospel to those beggars, those that feel to be perhaps in the depths, or their poor hearts seem to be swallowed up and Jesus doesn't appear. It seems as if, you know, friends, experimentally, it seems as if he passes them by. He blesses his people, but what about their poor souls? What will the Lord speak to them? Will he pass them by? It's a great exercise, perhaps. The Lord knows that those that fear, he'll pass by, not hear their cry. Or that the Lord blesses his people, that they concur, they know he does. Ah, but does the Lord come for them? Is there anything the Lord may make known to those that are by the highway side, begging? You know, it's a beautiful truth, isn't it? The Lord puts his people in the highway. It's hedged up. It's that narrow way, it's that humble way. Friends, it's that way in which Jesus will come and the Lord will bring his people into that straight, the narrow way. But you know, it's a way made up, isn't it? Many stones and hard things, many crosses and losses, they're in the way, aren't they? And it's to bring God's people upon that way in which Jesus will come with all their troubles, afflictions, trials, and they can't perhaps think that he'll come in their way. You know, the Lord makes the way made up in this, that nothing happens to them by chance. Each stone, each part of their way is made up in this, that they shall have to walk in his way, in his truth. Many go back when the way is rough, rugged, but the Lord Jesus keeps his people and he keeps them begging. When will the Lord appear? Then the devil comes in, doesn't he? And he says, well, how do you know that the Lord Jesus will come? And friends, some of us are severely afflicted with sin and unbelief and infidelity, that we say, can ever God dwell here in our hearts and in our way? When will the Lord appear? Today, many sadly are left to do as they will, and every man did what was right in his own sight. That's not the highway. Friends, it is that way in which God will be glorified. Lord, what will thou have me to do? And I think, friends, of the great fears there are. Perhaps this man, that he had some knowledge. We don't believe that he was blessed with great faith until the Lord commanded him to be called. But soon there was a great fear that he that could heal, restore, friends, this blindness, does it not belong to the Lord's people sometime? Do they not feel, oh, if the Lord would open their eyes, grant them the eye of faith, how dark their minds and their poor hearts. Like dear Jacob when he said, all these things are against me. What's the remedy, friend? The Lord to open the eye to his people. But to say that it is he, Jesus of Nazareth. What a quickening there is, isn't there? But when the Lord Jesus begins to pass by, what a calling upon him, and his sweet unction of his grace, drawing out their poor hearts. Well, they have to call upon him. Oh, but their troubles and their sorrows. And some of us know what it is when we feel the Lord seems to delay his coming. And I think of this word with regard to the Lord and his people. Just like this poor man here. That was in that great condition where he needed the Lord to come and to grant to him those sweet answers of peace. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. I think, friends, in this part of God's word, There is so much sweet truth, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by, and he cried, saying, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on me. And then I feel desire to speak from these words in Mark. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side, begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Indeed, I feel there is much sweetness in these words. The Lord Jesus is pleased to make himself known, the dear covenant head of grace, to grant to his waiting people the desire of their hearts, that the accomplishing of their desires, what the Lord only can do for them. Now soon this man, as we read in the word, he cried out unto his God. And something else, isn't there? This part of the word I want to notice. That they which went before rebuked him, he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, the Son of David, mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. When he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. As the Lord may direct me, I want to speak in these words in regard to the Lord and his people. It seems to me as I'm leading to speak to those that wait upon him, to those that are brought to hear, that the Lord may be pleased to speak unto them. What the Lord may make known to his people. Things may be in their lot. Things that God may speak in their troubles, their affliction. But also, are there not those opposers within and without? Are there not at those times when Satan seems to so cause his people to wonder if God will ever have mercy on them? Or let me try and notice it in another way. Many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal. Oh, does not the old enemy, but friends, cause us to cease at the throne of grace? We need the Lord to grant us those fresh supplies of his rich grace. Are there not those many murmurings in our hearts that murmur and repine? Are there not those times when we fear the Lord has gone clean out against us? Oh, friends, what we need is the Lord to draw near, isn't it? And to come where the poorest are. Those that have to come, so be, there may be hope.
I want to
hasten, friends. The Lord knows where there are those that are severely stumbled perhaps by Satan, that are in trouble, that they can't make any headway, that they don't know which way to take sometimes, that they perhaps are brought to wonder if the Lord will ever have regard to their cries. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. There's a part that I want to notice. And he charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, the Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. So he waits to be gracious, doesn't he? Here's a sinner's cry that the Lord knows by his wondrous grace. He doesn't turn away, does he? He doesn't leave his people, but still upholds them by his grace. Still the Lord is the same, no change in him. But then I want to notice what a wonderful thing, if it can be said, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good cheer. Rise, he calleth thee. Just a few thoughts. We deeply need the Lord's help. But I want to speak from the word of the Lord. These two places seem to represent to my mind that the Lord and the children of his grace, the Lord's people, and all their afflictions and troubles, everything that God sees fit, the Lord stands above it. Hearken, friends, he waits to hear the beggar's cry, doesn't he? He knows it from afar. He hears. There's none other can hear. There's none other can hear a poor, broken sinner's cry right from his heart. But those that know this, it must be the Lord, or they shall surely perish, or that the Lord will leave them to their sin and unworthiness. Oh, friends, the Lord's people fear their unworthiness increasingly. Perhaps we didn't know it so much when we were younger. Oh, how unworthy. Oh, how the Lord knows how to bless his people, doesn't he? And just a few things I want to notice. When Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Now the Lord will grant the application of it. Right, I think of it in the word of God's grace here. Oh, has he stood still? Has he brought you to know him that calleth his people, and like those sheep leadeth them out one by one? Each one's got a name, all known to him. They are all belonging unto the shepherd. He never has lost one yet. He'll bring them back though. That they'll be carried back. They've wandered far. Would to God the Lord might grant it. I thought in a few poor feeble prayers, desires, that the Lord might grant that blessing of his people. The Lord grant something of the truth in these few words. And they call the blind man, saying, be of good cheer, rise, He calleth thee. Friends, do you know his voice? You know something of the voice of the shepherd? Something known of him that calleth his people by divine grace. Ah, friends, has he called you? Has he called me? As only God can. Oh, has he brought us unto himself? I want to notice it in a few thoughts, friends, that surround our subjects and the two chapters, and they call the blind man. And saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. Well, that's a good word, isn't it? Comfort in the hearts of his people. What a sweet truth, isn't it? He that surely gives that comfort of his love and grants the truth of his grace and pour sinners' hearts until that the Lord is pleased to speak unto them, be of good cheer. Well, what does it mean? It is I, be not afraid. Be of good cheer. Well, friends, it's something we need the Lord to bring, isn't it? The comfort there. To reveal the person, Lord Jesus, a little of that sweet love in our hearts, that will comfort, won't it? Oh, that will suffice, won't it? The Lord's people know that it is He, that the Lord Jesus is their God. Rise! Oh, friends, it needs the Lord to speak it, doesn't it, into troubled hearts. Never thought they could rise. They thought they never smile again, perhaps. Never shall praise him again. Ah, oh, friends, are there those that feel like this poor man at the ends of the earth, feeling the need of the Lord? Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Well, there are just a few thoughts in it that seem to remain in my mind. One verse especially. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. I called the blind man, saying, be of good cheer. Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. Oh, is it not a sweet word, the Lord calling his people by his divine grace, but then calling them away from this poor dying world, calling them until that they must follow, that they must seek to know and do his will. There's something else I must speak of. And it's this. You know, the experimentally, when the Lord Jesus called him, when he knew that it was the Lord, what did he do? He had to cast everything off, didn't he? That might hinder. And indeed, he cast away his garments and rose and came to Jesus. Now, what sweet truth there is in that, isn't it? You know, just a few thoughts. We read in God's word that pride compasseth them about as a garment until the Lord Jesus touches our hearts. How we wrap ourselves up, don't we, with many things? Some wrap themselves up with religion. I've often said we need the Lord to keep us, even things which are circumspect and right, but they ought to be in their right place. Yeah, but I preached once at a place, I think it was many, many miles from here. I was preaching on this subject. They cast away his garment. I'm certainly younger then. I said, well, how many cast away their garments because they think that they have got the liberty to do so when the Lord's house needs observance according to his fear. And I soon knew that wasn't received, but depends how gently, how kindly we speak. It's not casting off, is it, those things which are right, but those things which hinder, or gathering up our loins. For the word says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which is great recompense or reward. No, it's that which belongs to old nature, to our old hearts. Friends, God ever keep us from folly. But then we need the Lord to grant to us his sweet grace. That will keep us. Now this man, he had to cast away his garment. There are two things. Oh, the old pride of our heart. You know, we don't know it's there until it's something God deals with. Oh, the Lord ever keep us. You know, the Lord resisteth the proud, giveth grace to the humble. Is mine a contrite heart or no? Oh, I've often said, friends, it's not just being gospel standard, strict Baptist, and there's none other, and things like that. No. The matter is this. It's the sweet knowledge of his name and the effects of it. The sweet truth of it, as it brings us unto him. And to know something of this constraint. He calleth thee, and he casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. There's one other thing. That our old righteousness. You know, it's imputed righteousness, isn't it? That's different. Our righteousness is filthy red. Oh, it clings and cleaves, doesn't it? Oh, friends, it's a painful thing to cast away that garment under God's dealings with us. Rise and go to Jesus. There's another aspect of it. Isn't that just the constraint of his love? Let nothing hinder. I must go with you. Hinder me not, you much loved saints, for I must go with you. Venturing into the deep. Well, like those vessels that's left upon the sea for another country. I think of it with regard to Lord's people. You know, it's no easy thing to follow, is it? Oh, it's casting all your care upon him. He careth for you. There are two things that make it so. One's a great need, and the other is the sweet constraint of his commandments. A sweet word, isn't there? The Master is come and calleth for thee. Ah, the Lord grant the sweet knowledge of it. But there'll be something that will bring us from loosen up our old anchors and bring us to venture all upon him, casting ways gone, and came to Jesus. Well, I must leave a few things, really. I want to notice in these few words that the Lord Jesus said, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" What would best suit his case? What would be the answer to his prayers? It was this, wasn't it? "Lord, that I might receive my sight. Loose him and let him go." Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight, followed Jesus in the way. May the Lord grant the sweet truth of it. How we feared whether we should be able to speak from these few words. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And here he was, and he cried, saying, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Let's leave a few things. God forgive all amiss. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Izzard is again expected to preach next Lord's Day. There will be a prayer meeting on Monday evening and a preaching service on Tuesday evening. Hymn 1149. "What think you of Christ is the test, to try both your state and your scheme. You cannot be right in the rest unless you think rightly of him. As Jesus appears in your view, as he is beloved or not, so God is disposed to you, and mercy or wrath is your lot." 1149.
richly forgive all our sin and all our unworthiness. May we be like that dear man that rose and came to Jesus. And he had everything. Lord, remember each one in our hearts. Take us home in peace and safety. Could it please thee to be our sufficiency? And may the grace of the Lord Jesus, love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest, abide with you all. Amen.